I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this piece of Gemara that we started the other day. I'd like to share with you three different nekudos regarding the passage from night to day, the idea of Ben Hashmashis, the idea of Vaday Laila, Shki, and of Tesek Echavim. I think the very basic idea is that everybody should have, and most people don't have. And then we'll see where and how it comes into our Gemara. The basic idea you have to have is why there are so many zmanim as to when night starts. What Shkia means, what Seis means, and what Pein HaShmashit means. Now, what all these things mean? And basically there are two shitas. The shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the shita of the Gaon. And as I mentioned to you, I started to mention to you last week, the shita of the Gaon is that night at Shkia sunset, when the ball of the sun sets behind the horizon, Shkia Sachama, when the sun sets, that is the beginning of Ben HaShmashis. That's where Ben HaShmashis begins. And for the next 13 and a half minutes, is Ben HaShmashis. And 13 and a half minutes after that, after Shkia, is Vaday Laila. That's the Shita of the Gaonim, what people call the Gra Shita, because the Gra passes like the Gaonim. And 13 and a half minutes after the sunset, you look in the newspaper, you see sunset, or in the calendar, you see sunset. 13 and a half minutes later, that is Vaday Laila. Why 13 and a half? Well, those 13 and a half minutes are Ben HaShmashis. That's what we call Ben HaShmashis. Ben HaShmashis is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Bible.
Why
13 and a half? I'll get to that in a moment. I'll get to that too. This is within the time of the Gemara, the numbers I mentioned in the Gemara. Okay, if I don't get to it, you remind me of it, okay? Nothing to do with Shaizman, yes. It's a kind. Pashas, the kind. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Ben HaShmashis starts 58 and a half minutes after the ball of the sun goes down. For the next 58 minutes, it's Vaday Yayin. And 58 and a half minutes later starts Ben HaShmashis. For 13 and a half minutes until 72 minutes after sunset. At 72 minutes, then it's Vaday Laila. Those are the two sheets that I have to draw. Just a simple illustrate for you. Just a bar graph to show you. Right? This is sunset. And Shkia is when the sun goes down. And this is 72 minutes or something. And it's 72. It's broken up like this. The first 13 and a half minutes is, according to the body, the Mitzvah Ben HaShmashis. The 13 and a half minutes Ben HaShmashis according to the garden sheet. And here we found that line. The first sheet that we are,
Here is Ben HaShmashis, which was stretched. And here is Vaday Laila. And this is total 72 minutes in total. Those are the two basic sheets. And Pashut that basically that we should be aware of. The Machaber and the Ramah passed on Rabbeinu Tam. Most Achrayim passed in like the Gra, some out of the Kain, the Chassidim, and go to Rabbeinu Tam. And the yeshiva world goes with the sheet of the Gemara. But there are two sheets in the Pasuk. Now, pretty much, it's the kubul by us that the derishas, everybody's matzah for both men. Even though speaking about this man, so in Shabbat, the reish of the derisha, everybody's matzah for both men. On Erev Shabbos, you have to shkia. Nobody does malacha, hopefully.
Even see the Rambam in Tam's man, we could agree that he still do Malacha till here, but they don't do Malacha. Because for this is their right, so they're not going to draw. And on Matzoi Shabbos, even those of us who go to Shita Sakura, on Matzoi Shabbos, we're not going to do Malacha, at least until the Tam's man is rushes, maybe even until the Tam's man is Lila. We'll talk about that a little later. But basically, for their rights, everybody's matching with everybody's shita. So, it would be a big problem because, you know, Sidon, who heard the Lord like a bit of time, would do Malacha, you know, 30 minutes after Shkia. And if the people are like the Gra, Amos Shabbos would do Malacha 30 minutes after Shkia. So you'd have Amaratim who would do Malacha on both. They'd be Friday and Chal Shabbos. You know, on Friday they'd hold up the Rebbe Tam's man. They'd do Malacha 30 minutes after Shkia. And on Shabbos, they'll make their Shabbos early, and no matter Shabbos, they'll be ever in the schema. So the Raisins will not come on top. The Drabonans, so that, they're different Haggis. Some people go with one, some people go with another. Some people don't know what they go with. Other people, they ask the Shabbos, they ask them, you hold like you've been a Talmud of Rav. Yes, the Shabbos, a lot of Shabbos depend on what you own. So they say they don't know. I ask them, you've got a Mishnah to Shkia, you know. If you don't listen to Shkia, then you stand up under this man of Rebbe Tam. Then you shouldn't be davening Ma'ariv right next to Shkia. The same way, when you daven Minchah and Ma'ariv, you always go with the draw, so you daven Minchah right before Shkia, and you daven Ma'ariv right next to Shkia. You are not matched to daven Minchah before Shkia, so you can't daven Ma'ariv. You are Rebbe Tam, you can't daven Ma'ariv here. You can't have a killer. That's the truth. And these are the two basics now. What is this problem with? On two Gemaras. There's one Gemara, later in Pesachim, on that Tzadik Dalet. But the Gemara says that from Shkia to Pesach HaKadosh is 72 mil. It's Arba Mil. That's Rosh Hashanah Gemara. Dalet Mil. A mil is a distance. A mil is about a little under a mile. And the estimation is that an average person walks a mil in 18 minutes. So that when the Gemara says dalet mil, 4 mil, that's 72 minutes. So the Gemara there says that from Shkia Tachama to Tzeitzak Echavim is 72 minutes. So that's the Gemara which seems to be the Beferish like Rabbeinu Tam Shi. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Daled, which Tzeitzak alludes to, the Gemara there seems to say that from Shkia till Tzeis is 3/4 of a mil. From Shkia till Lila is 3/4 of a mil. The mil is 18 minutes. So Gimel Revi'a Mil is 13.5 minutes. That's how you get the number 13.5. That's 13.5 minutes. So that Gemara in Shabbos seems to be the Feirish like the guidance. Gemara Shabbos says clearly that there's a 13.5 minute space from one to the other. So obviously each shita has to answer the shverikite from the other. Okay, it's two Gemaras, one like the Gra, one like the Rebbeinu Tam. So if there's one way, one easy way out, what's the easy way out? You say it's the Machlokes HaSugyos. The Al-Shuch in the Tshuva, the Al-Shuch says it's the Machlokes HaSugyos. The Gemara Shabbos holds one way, the Gemara of Sukkot holds another way, and the guy there, they would come arguing who had a basket. Okay, that's an easy way out if you want to have a
right. Why you should hold like this? So yeah.
Why? Hopefully we'll get to why, but nothing now. But if you make it about like it's a sugyas, you don't have to think too much. And some people prefer the easy way out. You make it about like what?
The
Al Shah says the two sugyas to argue. You have two
shittas.
So he goes into what you do. The Al Shah himself happens to know about the guy. And she says that this is just one name. You know, that's such a big machlokes that doesn't matter how many names he had on his side.
But
what do you mean? Yeah, but it says.
It
but it says from Shkia to Lila, 13 minutes. Of course, according to this,
according to the comments of the show.
So what they would come, Dalshuk is one way to answer, but most of the Yishayim don't go like the Alshuk. They say Rabbeinu Tam holds that there are two Shkiyas. They call Shkiyas Shkiyas Rishayna, which is when the ball of the sun goes down. And Shkiyas Shniyas is when the light of the sun starts to disappear. So after the ball of the sun goes down, the light still shines over the horizon. So Shkiyas Shniyas is when the light of the sun starts to disappear. Now it's a little more complicated than that. A bit of time. Where is the sun at night? Anybody know? Where is the sun go at night? The other side of the earth. The Gemara on the Tzadik Dalet brings the Machlokes is where the sun is at night. So the Chachmei Umisayim Amho, that the sun is on the other side of the earth. And the Chachmei Yisrael say, no, there's a Chaloin in the sky. Sun goes into a halayim, travels on the other side of the sky, the next morning it comes out through a halayim on the second side. That's the Gemara says, that's the Shiva that made itself. No, everyone knew the world was round. No one ever thought that, it's just when you read it in social studies books, that they thought the world was flat. I'm not sure they knew the world was round. They didn't know that the sun goes the other side of the world. They held that the sun goes overnight, the sun goes to the around the sky. The Gemara says at the end, Haidu Kach Yisrael, Kach Yisrael. The Gemara says at the end, the Kach Yisrael were made that the Kach Yisrael are right. The Gemara's Russian is Nirai Devarei and Midavarei. At the end, the Kach Yisrael said, Kach Yisrael. Yisrael Aymerim B'yayim Chama Ma'alechas L'matam in Arakia. It's a Laila L'mailam in Arakia. The two sides of the sky. Chachmi Umisayil Aymerim B'yayim Chama Ma'alechas L'matam in Arakia B'laila L'matam in Akarka. I'm already in the run of Arayim with the Arayim. And it's more Mustafa like them than it is like them like us. So what Rabbeinu Tam said is there are two Shkiyas. One Shkiyah, Rabbeinu Tam was talking like the Chachmi Yisrael. The sun enters this, it comes, goes over the horizon, it disappears into the sunlight, and it goes to go around the other side of the sky. So Kozman is sort of traveling to go through, to look at the other side of the sky, that's the 58 minutes. And that's the vet. Once it gets to the other side of the sky, and it's totally on the other side, that is Shkiyas Shniyas, that's the second Shkiyas. We're going to Kach Yisrael, right? That goes through this place up to the other side of the sky, and then that is Shkiyas Shniyas, and that's when it begins the 13 of the afternoon. You follow? Okay, but don't tell this to your Friday evening neighbor. But Rabbeinu Tam says that when Kach Yisrael, the sun travels, the sun has three places it goes. It goes across the sky, then it goes through a passageway to the other side of the sky, travels back. The 58 minutes is when it goes through this passageway, the other side of the sky, that's still considered Yayin, even though the ball of the sun set. The Harurista, its shrine, still affects us. And then it travels back, that's life. It travels on the other side.
When
the 13 and a half minutes? That's what Rabbeinu Tam. So the 13 and a half minutes are when the Shmashas begin by Shkiyas Shniyas. When the ball of the sun disappears from this halayim and it comes to the other side of the Rekia, that's the beginning of Bein HaShemashis. The first 13 and a half minutes is Bein HaShemashis. And after that, it's Adelaide.
What?
It goes
to the window and then back to the east?
It goes through the window to the other side of the sky, travels to the other side of the sky.
When does it travel? Overnight?
Overnight. The 58 minutes is while it's in that halayim, in that passageway, getting to the other side of the sky. So the way we explain Rabbeinu Tam L'Didan, we understand, we know that the sun goes to the other side of the world. So the way we explain this is the same idea. Alright, that was Yisrael, what happened to Yisrael, what happened to Messiah, it's the same idea. The sun disappears. For a while it travels in a certain part of the sky where its effect is still visible to us. That we call the Chamayim. To us, the sun, if the sun sets, it's still quite light. So until it gets to the place where its shine is like totally diminished, that's 58 and a half minutes. Then it's on sort of on the other side of the world. And then starts saying, Ashmash is 58 minutes, it's up against the Lila, and at the end of that, it's 55. That's the Shnitas Rebbeinu Tam. Now, that's how Rebbeinu Tam answers the two Gemaras. Since it's the first Shkia, when the orb of the sun disappears, that takes 72 minutes to Lila. And there's the Shkia Shnia, second Shkia, some Sephardim call it Saif Shkia. The Shkia Shnia, Saif Shkia. That is 58 and a half minutes later, the end of the Shkia, the full of the sun is totally disappeared from us, and then starts the 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShemash. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So in other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that this is called Shkia, and this is also called Shkia. So there are two Shkias. And then, so one of them is the Shkia to Lila, and the minutes is true. Once the Shkia to Lila, the 30 minutes, it's also true. So there are two Shkias. What are the Gaonim doing? The Gaonim have one Gemara like that, the 30 minutes to Lila. What about the other Gemara that says 4 mil, the place of their father? So the Gaonim all have two places of their father. Where's the 13 and a half minutes? You could see three stars in the sky, it's reliable. And then the 72 minutes, say that the Chavim, you can open the Chavim, I'll be doing it. The guy who says, in the 72 minutes, that there's a Kala Kechavim, open the Chavim, I'll be doing it. The Lila is for when three stars are visible in the sky. So that the guy who say, you take the two Gemaras, what the guy who do is they say that two Sefer Kechavim, you can't do that either. And what the Rebbeinu Tam does, the Rebbeinu Tam says they're two Shkias. So that's how they answer the two Sugis HaGemara, they should both stim according to them. Now, the Gra, what? We have two Seis of Kechavis. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is the Seis of three Kechavis. You can see three stars. 72 minutes is the space of Kala Kechavim. What? Based on a Kala. Now we have problems with these sheetas. Why? You mean the Svara, watch it, okay? What the Gra's Kasha, the reason the Gra rejects Shita's Rebbeinu Tam, because if you go outside 58 minutes after sunset, the sky is done 45 minutes after, the sky is full of stars. 15 minutes for sure. The sky is full of stars. Lila is Gimel Kechavim, right? You learn Tosis. Ein Elu B'Kiyim, it is Kechavim Gedolim, or Kechavim Ketanim, or Kechavim Beinonim. But Lila is three stars. So the Tzniya, the Gra Shita, the Rebbeinu Tam Shita is, the Gra is the Tzniya and the Rebbeinu Tam. He says, what are you talking about? It's 45, 50 minutes, the sky is full of stars. How could you say it's not Lila? The sky is totally full of stars. And that's the Tzniya on Shita's Rebbeinu Tam. So it's a bit of a problem how you answer it. A lot of the Lamaiso then the town is not a dusty office. What part of the sky could you see stars first, the east or the west?
Huh? East.
The sun sets in the west, so the east gets dark first. So what they say to answer Rebbeinu Tam is Rebbeinu Tam holds you need Gimel Kechavim in the western sky. And either way, the sun is setting, you have to be able to see Gimel Kechavim. The tariff that's given to Shita's Rebbeinu Tam. And that's 58 and a half minutes. That according to the Rebbeinu Tam, you need Gimel Kechavim in the western sky. In the western side, it's not true, the whole sky is full of stars. But the west is last, that's where the sun sets, that's where the light is last. Now you need Gimel Kechavim in the western sky to be Badei Laila. That's Gimel Kechavim. that they answer the gross kasha how could Rabbi Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? The sky is full of stars. So it's this Rabbeinu Tam holds he needed a bit in the western sky.
One
challenge. Right, this is in a nutshell the basic machlokes. In New York City, the 72 minutes of the Rabbeinu Tam are a big problem. Because not in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Bavel, and not in New York City, does it take 72 minutes for it to get fully dark. Eretz Yisrael gets dark quicker than here, but even here, you get to about 50 minutes, it doesn't get any darker. It's as dark as it's going to get. So there are those who say that Rabbeinu Tam lived in France, his area, it took 72 minutes to get dark. And each country could see its own mitzvahs, has to adjust the time. So that here in the United States, Ramesh's man is 50 minutes, but Rabbeinu Tam. Ramesh says Rabbeinu Tam in America would be later, if you had to draw this graph, after 50 minutes, it would be by their life. Some say 45, some say 60. I don't think anybody holds more than 60 for Rabbeinu Tam, except since Rabbeinu Tam wrote 72, the people are. From Matzah Shabbos, many people are mahadir to be makbid on 72. Kibbutz Shiyotza, Mekid Shalah, Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbi, so the Gemara is
far. Therefore, what's Shver?
So, Gemara's people
in that way. It's a big Shver, guys. Achrayim say this terrorist. They say that Rabbeinu Tam was looking in France, where it was Avinu. It's a prophet, it's a Gemara. The Gemara wasn't in France. The Gemara was either there, it's Yisrael or in Bavel.
And so
it's Israel, it's not 72 minutes either. In Bavel, it's not 72 minutes either. But the high is going to the low, for instance, is more to the north. It's a kasha. It's a kasha of the path. But, Al-Kofanim, this is in a nutshell, a machlaikis, which you all should be familiar with. You all should know. Again, according to Moshe, it's 50 minutes. I'll get to Halacha L'maaseh in a little while. 60, the Hankins said 60. But, yeah, many calendars say 45. In Yeshiva, the Tepeda, I remember when I was in the dorm, the 6 o'clock Marav lasted as long as it was 45 minutes into Shkia. Once it was left at 45, Yeshiva somehow went with 45 minutes in Marav. So there are a number of Zman, in whichever Zman, you know, there's a fluctuation. I grabbed the one sister of Moshe from the shul with a davening mincha after Shkia, and I had a choice to daven with Shiva before Shkia. If the daven with the minion after Shkia, what I should do. So Moshe told me that up till 9 minutes after Shkia, you could daven, you should wait for a minion. But more than 9 minutes, you shouldn't. Where did nine come from? Nine, it's past to finish. Where did the 9 minutes come from? So it's Pasha, because for Moshe holds that the 72 in the United States is 50. Right? For Moshe, this is 50. So these things that you draw, the Ben Hashmashim, have to be prorated. They have to be prorated. This is 72, and this is 50. It's 13 and a half, and this comes out to be a little more than 9 for each Ben Hashmashim. So according to Moshe, it's the 9 minutes. In New York area, I should say, United States. 9 minutes inside the Danish brushes and 15 minutes for Vade Laiva, which Ramesh is not arguing with anybody, he's just plugging a bit of Kama de Gras into the Messias in New York. If a person is Makbid, I'm personally Makbid, always to daven Mincha before Shkia. So I could daven Ma'arid, if you're Makbid, daven Mincha before Shkia, you could daven Ma'arid a minute after Shkia. For Krishna, you could have married them, you can have a lot. For Malacca, or for Krishna, that you have to wait for 72 or 50, whichever man you want to hold them. But to do the Malacca, if you have married early, you have married, it's Drabana. For Krishna, it's just a nice that you would have to say again, this is the rice, everybody's marked it by Kosher. What?
Even though it's not
only 72? Once you could be made over 50. Yes, look at that.
What
okay, if you want the halacha, you want the difference from the Spanish versions. Okay. Okay, I just want to be careful not to get too starchy. I'm spending one day on this, and that's all. So we know. But the basically, okay, basically, Bein Hashmash is Safik Yayin Safik Mayim. Okay? Look at what's for Lashon HaGemara, that's 13 and a half minutes. It's Safik Yayin Safik Laila for 13 and a half minutes. What could you do during Bein Hashmash? So it says, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, that during Bein Hashmash of Shabbos, you can have a guy do malacha for you for Tzarchei Shabbos, or for Hesed Meruah. So during Bein Hashmash, you can still tell a guy, you're in shul and you realize the air conditioner wasn't set or the lights weren't set, so even though it's Yetzi Shkia. But for Bein Hashmash, you can still tell a guy to do malacha to you. Even though he's the guy should do malacha to you. That's before it's a Sefer Shulchan Aruch, that you can have a guy do malacha to you. Why? Because it's Safik Shabbos, Safik Chayil. And during this night of Safik Shabbos, Safik Chayil, you can tell a guy to do malacha. Yeah. I'll try to, I'm going to get to that too. Well, I'll get to everything, let's get back. But remind me. Okay, that's going to depend on how we define Bein Hashmash. So, would that be only for 9 minutes? So, Ramesha has a beautiful chat. Ramesha says the following. He says, when it's Safik Yai, Safik Laila, you're allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. It means the Gra held that for these 9 minutes, you tell a guy to do malacha. Bein Hakam held, even for these 9 minutes. But with Maisha, Lindy Dan, we don't know the halacha of Rebbeinu Tam and the Gra. No one today can say the Gra is right, Rebbeinu Tam is right, this is a machlokes, this is already hundreds of years. So it's fake of the demon. Maisha says that even if you all like the Gra and the guy in him, you're allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you until here, 41 minutes. Because this stretch is also Safik Yad, Safik Lai. Why? Because according to the Gra, it's Vaday Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vaday Yayin. So it's also a Saf. I think it's a Saf, it's a Bein Hashmash. Or it's a Saf, it's a Saf, it's a Saf, it's a Saf. So therefore, Rashi says, for this whole time, this whole 41 minutes, you can tell a guy to do Malacha for you, for Tzarchei Shabbos, or for Hesed Meruah, because that all has to still within to Bein Hashmash, which basically means we light candles about 18 minutes before our Shkia when the place of Shabbos. So it means up to about an hour after lesson, you can still tell a guy to do malacha for you. So you can tell a guy to fast and move off the South Asia. Yeah. Yeah, unless you explain from the Shuvah, you look inside and you see the point. The Shuvah is Chelet Dalet. Was it Simeon? I showed it to someone today. Tamach Gimel? Tamach? I knew it was page Shadi Gimel, but I don't remember. Tamach Beis. Okay, Chelet Dalet and Tamach Beis. It's interesting, Shuvah, he goes through all kinds of Shailas. He goes through Mincha and Nechanaka and Bezila, all the Shailas that are missing. What? Kasikara, why can't you daven Mincha? Because the Ramesha says, during the 9 minutes, you can daven it for sex sake. Quit for a day of time and start a yay, quit for the world of sex. If for the 9 minutes, it's the regular subject. You can daven it for the time that's the normal subject.
Why do you daven it? Why do you daven it for a day of time?
Well, if you want, if a person always goes for a day of time, she takes a day of time. But you don't jump back and forth between sheep.
It's not even truly stuck.
By me, it was 9 minutes to Shkia, and I went down in 2 hours. You have one sheep, you go with the grass sheep, you go with the Rebbeinu Tam sheep. You don't jump and forth twice that way in halacha. You do what's good for you, you know, whichever sheep is convenient. If you like to be machmir like all, but you're not nekel like all sheep. No, you can't. You shouldn't do more. Shabbat al Yais, we're machmir with that. No. No. Bein Hashmash should be treated as one entity. The Rambam Shishayim, why? But the Ma'aseh should be treated. Okay. Now, just I have a Yetzirah, the next thing I really don't know if I should speak out now, but I have an old kasha that I think I could figure out who's right, the Natan or the Gra. There's a Gemara in Be'ah that says that chickens only lay eggs by day and not by night. Gemara says that if a person comes Shabbos morning with his chicken coop when it's still dark, till night, he finds an egg in the nest, it's 100% sure that the chicken laid on Shabbos is cooked. So if you go Shabbos, Yom Kippur morning, you find an egg, it's borrowed that the chicken would lay the egg before night, because chickens don't lay eggs by night. It is that way. Chickens lay eggs only by day and not by night. The Gemara says, Gemini, yes, Chikabola, the chickens only lay eggs by day. So it seems to me that we should really be able to figure things out, if we get enough chickens, and see how late they lay eggs. The chickens lay eggs. Whenever the chicken finishes laying its eggs, alright, it lays sometimes early in the day, sometimes later in the day. But if you find chickens that lay eggs later, then that'll prove that it's still young. Someone told me, baby, that chicken is Chassidus Shechita. But it would seem, it's a kasha, I found the kasha in, I think in the Pre-Yitzchak, in the Chuvah, Pre-Yitzchak. This is a Petterberg, he asked the kasha, why don't we just live out it by using the chicken? But yeah. But it wasn't Nishtana when I said. This thing was not Nishtana, it's put down in Halacha, it's not put down in Nishtana. And the fact is, today the chickens are the same. They say they food the chickens. But the Messiah is the chicken, the same. Okay, getting to what Rabbi Chanan does in answer to you. Rabbi Chanan asks, I told you last week that Nechaz Kayin who asked this kasha, that, yeah.
Why should it be prorated?
It's a good question. Why should it be prorated? Yeah, I'll place it with the Segura Ramesh. Ramesh holds that there's a certain amount of time it takes to get dark. A certain amount of darkness, which is Benesh Rashis. If the starver that the acceleration and the amount of in the speed to which it gets dark, it's going through the same phases. If you mark it from 1 to 10 in darkness, it'll be the same phases, and that therefore Bein HaShemashah should have the same phases as well. Bein HaShemashah also depends on darkness. It's the observed amount. The observed amount, 13 and a half minutes. What?
What is going to be
why the Gemara refers to 72 at all? What's the significance of it? That's a good question. I don't know the answer. There's an answer. I don't know. It says Kolak HaKadosh, but who cares? It says Kolak. Alright, it's not. Okay. I don't know the answer. The Kasha from our Gemara is the following. Our Gemara says for Lashon Bitmiyah. You have to help cut for the Rabbi Chanan says. Listen carefully. Our Gemara says Bitmiyah, Ela Meyata. Ela Meyata. L'chayshech kara layla. L'machshech uba kara layla. Bitmiyah. When it says L'chayshech kara layla, does that mean L'mashik Uba as it's getting darker? Karalaila, that's night. As it's getting darker, that's night. That's so. So what does the Gemara say? Gemara say night is when it's fully dark, not as it's getting darker. Mashik Uba is not Laila. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says Mashik Uba is not Laila. That's very good, like you have any time. The quote to Rabbeinu Tam by 58 minutes is not Mashik Uba. It's already Chayshah. So the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Mashik Uba calls, as it's getting dark, that's Laila, that's not Laila, that's Yain. But according to the Gra, the Gainin, just the opposite. It's true. The Mashik Uba is Laila. Because the stuff of Laila starts by sunset. If you go out by sunset, it's very light. It's Mashik Uba. It's starting to get dark. L'mashik uba kara layla. As it's getting dark, that's when layla begins. And it shouldn't be a bitmiya. Mashik uba kara layla, like the Gra or the Gainin, is true. That is Lila. Lila begins as it's getting darker. Mashu Kabamid is getting darker. As it's getting darker, that's Lila. Agamara says, Kumasha Bitbiya. The mind of Baal Kara, Lila, Bitbiya. What's a Bitbiya? It's true, according to the Gaon Sheikh, it's true. So this is the Kasha on Shitas Hagai. Now, obviously, if you hold like the Alshur, who says it's a machlekes asugis and shas anyway, so then it's not a big problem. The Alshur holds it's a machlekes asugis anyway. It's just stuck in that private dialogue told by Rabbeinu Tam. So it's just stuck in that thing told by Rabbeinu Tam. And you're the glove hacking like the Gemara and Shabbat. If you hold it's a machlekes asugis, it's not so shvet. But if you don't hold it's a machlekes asugis, which most who show them hold this not a, it's not a machlekes in Gemara, it's just a machlekes that the Gaon has to fit all the Gemara's in like them, and Rabbeinu Tam has to fit all the Gemara's in like him. So threat Rabbi Ochanan and the Mizukayim that this Gemara is the famous like the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says, Mashal Kubah, Kara Lila, Bit Mia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it should be true, but Mashal Kubah, Kara Lila. But you follow the Kasha from the Gemara. Okay, Kasha should be fair. The Kasha is very clear. Now listen to the Gross Terror, the Rabbi Chana's Terror. Rabbi Chana says, no, it's not Shvet. When is Mashachuba? The first 13 and a half minutes after sunset. That's the random hold of Mashachuba. After those 13 and a half minutes, they hold that Sashem. The Gemara means to add, Mashachuba, Chala Laila. Those 13 and a half minutes are Vada Laila. They're not Vadai Laila. Those 13 and a half minutes are Ben Ashmashes. So what the Gemara is saying, Lamasha Chuba Kara Laila, means as it's getting dark, is that called Laila? No! It's called Ben Ashmashes. It's not Vadai Laila. You can't call that Laila. So therefore you could explain the Gemara well, according to the Gra. According to the Gra, Mashal Kubah Kara Laila, Bit Mia. That's not Laila. That's Ben Ashmashes. Follow the Chana Teret. And those 13 and a half minutes when it's getting darker, you can't say it's Chayshach right when the sun goes down, nothing changes. Take a bit of time for it to change. So that bit of time, when the sun is going down, till Chayshach, those 13 and a half minutes, the Gemara is asking, that's called Laila, that's called Ben Ashmashes. Look, that's the Gemara's Kasha, it's a very good Kasha. Elamayat, Elamasha, Baka, Laila, it's Ben Ashmashes. No, the Kasha was that Lamasha Chuba is Laila. Those 13 minutes are Laila. Because Yai Men Zichvia. Yai Men Zichvia. The Kasha is Lamasha Chuba, Baka, Laila, yes, it is Laila. So the answer is no. Those 13 and a half minutes, that's called Ben Ashmashes. It's not called Laila. Laila is at the end of the 13 minutes. That's Rabbi Chana's Teretz. Rabbi Chana doesn't have any kashas on his Teretz. He seems to like his Teretz. But we should have a kasha on his Teretz. Somebody asked me. Huh? I think it's obvious kasha. That could be. That would be a kasha. I mean a different kasha. What is Ben Ashmashes? Why is it Suffolk and Suffolk Lila? Because we don't know. Does the Rebbeinu Shalom know when Lila starts? Does the Rebbeinu Shalom have Ben Ashmashes? Pashtus? No. Pashtus, Ben Ashmashes, is because we don't know when it's night and when it's day. Right? We're going to the Pasuk now. He's saying, when it says in the Pasuk, L'chaysha kara Lila, Lamasha Chuba Kara Laila. So the Chana says, yeah, Lamasha to Bithia, Hashem called Ben Ashmashes Laila. How can Hashem do something like that? It's Ben Ashmashes. What do you mean? Hashem knows where Laila is. We don't know. For 13 minutes, we're not sure. So we call that Ben Ashmashes. Ben Ashmashes means we're not sure. We're not sure. But the pasuk is going on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When the Gemara says, Ella Mayat, Lamashach Uba Kara Laila, we're asking on Hashem, could it be Hashem calls that 13 and a half minutes Laila? It's Beit HaShemesh is. What's the kasha? What do you mean it's Beit HaShemesh? Beit HaShemesh is something, we're not sure if it's night or not. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew when it was night. So it could be, what's that? Lamashach Uba, sometime during that 13 and a half minutes, as it was getting darker, Kara Laila, Hashem said, okay, this is where Laila is.
Yeah,
okay. You understand the question I'm asking? I'm asking Rabbi Kona's parrot is that Mabashu Bar Kara Laila is Akasha because Beit HaShemesh is not Laila. To me and you, Beit HaShemesh is not Laila, so we're stupid. But to Rabbi Yisha Laila, if you matter, what's wrong with saying Mabashu Bar Kara Laila? Unless you learned Rabbi Chanan understood that. Unless Rabbi Chanan understood that Hashem created a Mitzvah to stop against other lives. That's what people say. Hashem created things in Hashemash. So that, if you learn that literally, you would have to say that Hashem created a span of time which is stop against other lives. Which is a Kiddush. I have a Mitzvah.
Oh, yeah,
but that seems to be, well, Pasha, when it says someone did something in Hashemash, it means he did it the last minute. Pasha is something special, which means the last minute. But Rahina, it seems that Rabbi Chanan understood that even the Rabbi Shalom has a Bein Hashemash. That there's a Matthias called Bein Hashemash, which Hashem created, which is Sophic Yom, Sophic Lila. Rahina, it's not now, but there are, there's a Matthias in the book of Neither. And it's a similar shayla. If Bein HaShemesh is something which we, is a given, it's such a Matthias called Bein HaShemesh. It's just because we're not sure. It seems that Rabbi Chanan understood that Bein HaShemesh is an entity, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem created the elements of the lives. And then Rabbi Chanan's talent is a good talent. That's the Shabbat Yeah.
What's
the Gemara
Bein HaShemesh is there by the There is no real
Bein HaShemesh.
It's day and the second
day and the second day. I can't take a moment to that if I can. Because in my other, at the IC, he holds Bein HaShemesh is Keherafayim. Bein HaShemesh is the only time it takes to blink. So if I care, that's a riot, Bein HaShemesh is an entity. Why does he say there's such a thing as Bein HaShemesh? Why does he just say the day and the night? Why isn't he even a Keherafayim of Bein HaShemesh?
It seems
to me
it's Keherafayim.
Right. But what's the state of the Dina? What's the suffix in Matthias? It's a given. You mean it's a given suffix? All the place we call it a suffix in Matthias. Bein HaShemesh. Suffix in Matthias, suffix in that young or that life. The Moshe, he's saying Shuva, he calls it suffix in Matthias. That's a passion. But the Chanan is saying it's Yiddish. Okay, so this is the first Nekuda that I wanted to bring out to you. My first Ben Atam and the Gra, which you should be familiar with, you should know. A lot to talk about, but this is the basics of Ben Atam and the Gra, and we'll forget us. Now, you declare, the Rambam declares, following Shaira, Rambam Zaman in the Bukhin, declares whether Hashem created Or and Chayshe, the two separate creations, or whether Hashem created Or and darkness is simply a lack of Or, not that Hashem created Chayshe. The Chayshe adjustment is no light, that's Chayshe. In other words, is darkness a Mitzvah Sifnei Atzmai, or is darkness just the absence of light? What? From which Pesukim? that Kaishak is just a lack of
light.
That's one way to understand it. That darkness is just the lack of light. Those are the two ways. You're asking, is it possible to say differently? It's possible. You can have Hakash Baruch Hu can make the seers with no light, no darkness. I don't know what it would look like. But because we don't understand it. Because we only have light and dark. But theory, it says Hashem separates them, light and darkness will mix down. We don't understand what that means. But because we live within the confined minds of the Bria. Where do you see the creation of Chayshah? That's actually a pasuk in Yeshaya, right? The Rambam quotes the Yeshaya. The Gra, if you want to see it, it's printed in the Gra al Atayra, Pashas Bari. The Gra holds that Chayshah is a Bria. The Chayshah is a Bria, and he brings two riots that I remember now. One is the pasuk in Yeshaya, Yoser Oru Baruch Chayshah, which is the pasuk from which the bracha of Yetzer Hara Baruch Hashem comes from. So Yetzer Hara Baruch Hashem sounds like it means Hashem created an entity of Hashem. And the second, okay, we can talk about it. That's for now. But the Mike that says such a thing, why one call Yetzer, one call Bria? And the second, he says, is from the Gemara of Sar, Beish Tzachet. It says here in the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara says, Shem called light, he commanded it to take care of the day. The Kaya Rahmana Khashaiko Pati Masasulali. Hashem called Khaishaq and was Masada to take care of night. So he says that the Gemara clearly says, Kaya Rahmana Khashaiko. Shem called darkness and said, take care of night. Hashem didn't tell light, go away. So Hashem called Khaishaq and told Khaishaq, take care of night. So therefore he understands that darkness, the Gra says, that darkness is the Bria of Me'atzmai. He brings the Lekha HaBach. I don't know where the Bach is, but the Bach holds, the Bach holds that Laila is just an absence of light, that darkness is just an absence of light. And the Gra holds that Chayshach is the Bria of Me'atzmai. Could be, say this the Lashon Efshir, just to get you thinking. What's the Lomdis? Is there any Lomdis to Machlaikis, the Gaonim and the Rebbeinu Tam? Is there any Lomdis to it? Once there's night starts here, once there's night starts here. What's the Lomdis? It's very hard to find Lomdis, but one minute. Lachaira, we could say the following. I believe that this says in the Tzachas Paneah, in the Raga Chakra. There's a question. Is darkness is chayshach a bria? It's just a lack of light. Now, if you say night is when it's dark, when there's chayshach, it's light. When there's chayshach, that's night. If the sun sets, there's some darkness in the sky, and there's some light in the sky. Is that chayshach? Is that called chayshach? So one minute. If Chayshach means an absence of light, so when there's some light in the sky, it's not Chayshach. So Taich Chayshach is absence of light. So then you have to be fully dark, or else it's not Chayshach. So that would seem to fit with the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, what's Chayshach? Total darkness. If you hold Taich Chayshach is no light, so then, you have to wait till it's totally dark. The Gra Lishitas, right? The Gra holds Chayshach is a Messias. So when there's a little bit of darkness in the sky, that's Chayshach. So if the Kara Hashem LaChashaycha Upakem Mitzvot Zevelelya would be as soon as there's some darkness in the sky, that's also Chayshach. You don't need absence of light. You need Chayshach. There is some Chayshach in the sky. Hey, yikes, there's some chayshach in the sky. That's chayshach and that's Laila. Follow? That makes a lomdis into the machlaikis, Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Now, Ben Ashmashis is a question, how much darkness is considered darkness? That's the topic of Ein Hashmash. But what? What would he do? I'm not sure. That's the Gemara's Raya is from this Gemara. That's the Kasha of the other sheet. I'm not sure how to answer it. But the Maitre, there are two sheep. The Rambam brings it down, seems to bring it down as two sheep. Yeah. That's the difference between you. That you can have the dog, that's the difference. But it would be better market. That's something else.
It sounds like you understand the two ways, and you see how it fits beautifully.
Now, I'd like for you to think about it later, because I like the pshat very much, but I do have a bit of a kasha that maybe you'll come up with this one, this but kasha that fits in very nice. This was the second thing I wanted to talk about today, this clare, lila, the precious absence of Aranat. Third nekuda, third topic, which is related, is all related. There's a clare in Rabbi Ochanan, there's another piece in the Kaddish Yirin. We know that Lila is called Teisak HaKadim. Where do we learn it from? Teisus brings down a pasuk. That Teisus HaKayim Alon, Rashi also brings it down. That's in Nechemia Perek Dalet. Now, the Alayt HaShachar Ad Teisak HaKadim. Teisak HaKadim is down. Kvart Rav Ochanan HaShayim. What do stars have to do with night? Is it that stars make it night? The fact that they are stars, that is the thing which defines night. Stars, that's the definition of night, is when you have three stars in the sky. That defines night. Or maybe no. Maybe really darkness defines night. How could you tell how dark it is? So kechavim are the way that you can tell if it's dark. Follow? Declare, the phrase that we like to use, is kechavim a siba or a sim? The siba means, the kechavim are the siba, that what makes it night. That what makes it night. Or is it just a sim? Darkness makes night. Kechavim are the way you can tell if it's dark enough. That's a sim for, you want to have a sim for darkness. So the simon is, it is dark enough to see the stars. Follow? Not Gemina, but Rav Ochanan. What happens if you have you're calling Eidim to say Eidim, if it's night or not? Whatever, how often reason you have to know if it's night or not. And you have two Eidim say they saw one star, and two Eidim say they saw a second star, and two Eidim say they saw a third star. And three different stars, one sort. This part of the sky, this part of the sky, right? Three different. Yes. Three Kitei Eidim, each one saw one star. Is that good enough to Eidim or not? So Bachanan says, it depends. If it's a simen, just a raya that it was dark enough, so then it's fine. You have three Eidim, one brings says he saw that, one saw that, one saw that. Lamaisa, you have a simen that is lila. Two of the three Eidim, you have a simen that is lila. What do they think? Eidim is just that there's such a simen. That's good enough. But if you said that the three stars define night, that the siva, they are night. Night is defined in halacha as three stars. Then we have Xeris HaKasiv. Eidim can only say Eidim al davar, but why al chatzi davar? Xeris HaKasiv that Eidim can only say Eidim on a complete thing. If the Zayin is on something which is stuff is significant, it has to be a full davar. It can't be a chatzi davar. If it's a siva for night, then the three pairs of Eidim could not be mitzalef. The three pairs of Eidim could not be mitzalef together to say it. So Bachanan has this chakira. If the stars are just a siman for night, or just a siva for night, or they're a siva, and he's pushing it from a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, it says that he had a biker yain echad. The first day there was night and day. And when were the stars created?
On
Yom Revi, on the fourth day. So Zakta Balchanan, if the stars were first created the fourth day, and it was night the first day, you can't say Kechadim are the Siva. You can't say that what defines night are stars, because there were no stars. There were no stars. They didn't say it's a sin, and it's very good. The first day was dark enough, but other, there was no Adam. But if I was somebody who wanted to see, but you couldn't tell. There's no sin in it. But still, it was night. It's night depends on darkness. It was darkness the first, second, third day. But if you learn that stars are the Siva, then that which makes it night, then how could it be night the first night? There were no stars. There are cars, the Rebbe Kanon, that stars are simply a simon. Yes, they're simply a simon. The agent would be misguided. The stars are just a way to tell them it's dark enough. But then that what makes it night. I think that's probably more misguided to most of us. The stars are just a convenient way of telling. They're not the Siva, they're not what makes it night.
There's no sun either.
I'm wondering about that.
The sun doesn't make
it
day.
You're so sure?
The sun
starts
first,
yeah. Alright, so I've kind of I was wondering.
Light. I
was wondering. I'd like to take Rav Chanan's Chakira a step further. It's not something from today. What we learned this Rav Chanan years ago, we cleared this Chakira. Maybe if you take Rav Chanan's Chakira a step further. I think I like this, but just listen to it, okay? Maybe day and night have nothing to do with light and dark. Like Shabbat and Sunday. It looks the same. Look outside, it looks the same as Shabbat, looks the same as Sunday. Unless you're on a couple of them. When you look outside, it looks the same. So maybe really day and night are two brilliants that really would look the same. Hashem gave us light and darkness. Maybe light and dark is also a synonym for night and day. No, but it's even light and dark. Kara Hashem la'ayro, pakeh mitzvot v'yimot. There's a Matthias called day, a Matthias called night. Now, how are people going to know which is day and which is night? It's a question of the same Shiloh. Is darkness the thing which makes it night? Or is darkness just a simon? Day and night depend on the clock, depend on time. Hashem put a convenient simon in the Shemayim for us. He put up the sun, gives us light, and that way we can tell. What's the one that's established to you? Anybody? An afkamina? Anybody come with an afkamina? What? Those tolls are an afkamina, because that's also a fifth day, a day all the time, because that's the
fifth.
What?
You don't have only a year to stay in your office.
It's 6 months a day, it's all day. Except Hashem Simon. Simon is, or the Siva, whatever you say. What? That's 6 months a day. You can have more.
Very half of the year, you don't have like 6 months a day.
That's 6 months a day. The maximum you can have, so.
So then, what years a day? At least 7 years.
No, days pass, the sun goes in a circle. I want to get into the North Pole. Eclipse. Solar eclipse is not an afkamina because just like if you go into your house and it gets dark, it doesn't become night. Hey, the moon block is the dark, that also doesn't make it. Alright, maybe it's a clear. I had a more practical clarity. Somehow we would figure out a way. Let's say we could make the sun, we could put some engines on the sun and make it set very fast. Not natural. Would that change day and night?
Yeah.
Huh? Would that change day and night? Let's say we could cause the sun to go down very fast. We could somehow create some chemicals or shoot into the sun or make the sun fall very quick. Would that change light and night? What? The chayre depends on this. One second, good. The chayre depends on this. If you learn the sun is the Siva, so if it goes down quickly, it's nice. Where is the simon? Listen carefully. Okay? Where? Kara Hashem Lalayot sounds like it. If you learn it to swim, and something comes out very gishmak. Because when Yaakov Avinu came to the Sulam, came to Hara Maria, Rashi says Hashem made the sun go down fast. Right? The sun set early. Hashem wanted Yaakov to sleep there. So the sun went down very quickly. Yaakov didn't know what was going on quickly, but it was night. Yaakov davened Marit then. Right? We didn't learn Marit from that davening. Right? How do we know he davened Marit at night? Because Yaakov davened when it was night. So 1 minute. There's a halacha that you're allowed to daven Marit an hour and 15 minutes before Lila. That means from Chag HaMincha you're allowed to daven, right? Friday, some people do it, they have Shabbos. You daven Marit up to an hour, it's actually about an hour and 15 minutes short of Mania. You could daven. When it's still day, you could daven Marit. We learned this from Yaakov. Yaakov daven by night. Could be, if you learn that if the sun sets quickly, it's still really day. It could be that when Yaakov davened, it was still day. He thought it was night. That's why Marit is still alive. But if you learn the sun is just a synonym, and the sun goes down quickly, it's really still day, that would explain why Marit could be in that hour and 15 minute stretch. Because Yaakov, I don't know how many minutes or how much quickly he went down, but Chumash doesn't tell him. Rashi doesn't tell him. But that would at least explain this nekuda of why Marav could be from Fagadim. I doubt you could take it or leave it. But so we're going to tell me the guy, and I want you to have it finished, Clara. And we're going to turn the Yamit tomorrow. There's Rav Shach in the Abi Ezri on the next tomorrow. Those of you who finished, I'll let you know where it is.